Blog Talk Radio.
Podcasting from New York, New York, you are listening to the Extra Effort Forum with host and storyteller Andrew T. Carr. And now, here's your host, Andrew.
Welcome, listeners, to another installment of the Extra Effort Forum Global Radio Programming. I am Andrew T. Carr, and it is a pleasure to be with you again on another beautiful Sunday afternoon. Today is May 15th, 2011. For our listeners who have joined us, we welcome your questions. And with those of you in the chat room, if you have a user account, you will be able to ask questions just by typing them to the chat room. And we will incorporate them into the show. If you do not log your account and you want to ask this great, great guest any questions tonight, you can do so by calling 347-215-6089 and hit the one key, and when appropriate, we will bring you in. In the background, you are listening to some fans music by one of my favorite groups, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think it's a good way to get us into the mood this evening. And also, finally, as for our instructions, we would love to get your input about our show. So if you have any questions or you want to post something, you can do so on the Blog Talk Radio website, or you can send us an email at info@extraeffortforum.com. That's info@extraeffortforum.com. The chat room is open. We look forward to having you all on our show tonight. Right as we come out of this little quick little interlude with Earth, Wind, and Fire, you will hear from our guest, Miss Renee McCrae. Tonight is going to be a special. Our artist this evening, our guest this evening, is Miss Renee McCrae. We will be talking about Awaken the Power Within. Miss McCrae is a performance poet. She's an educator. She's a professional development trainer. Through her poetry, she has compelled us a life and a base. And her rhythm with the messages suggests perspectives that catapult us to a contemplation of many of our aspects of our own existence. Listen, I got a chance to see this young lady perform in New York. Actually, one of my last opportunities to see a performance in New York. She is bad. We want to bring her on right now. Renee, are you on?
I am. Thank you.
Outstanding. Listen, we are happy to have you on with us this evening. I'm telling our people who are listening, the the switchboards lit up. We got a lot of folks listening online. We got a few folks listening on chat, and I know there's a lot of people listening there in cyberspace. They are ready to hear from you. So listen, you know, I'd love to just go ahead and get into this. We always, always, always like to start our shows by letting folks get a chance to hear a little bit about the persons that is on and talking about. So tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the things that you're doing.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm really happy to be here. A little bit about myself. Basically, I'm a poet. I'm a performance poet, as well as an author. And most of my time is spent doing what I call life skills training, and in schools and shelters and different other organizations and companies. I founded a company called Poetic Motivations, and through that company, I service various different populations in helping people through poetry to come to the core of who they are, examining themselves, peeling back the layers, and getting to that place that says, aha, this is who I am. This is why I'm here. This is what I came here to do. And then begin to align their lives with that thing that they have just uncovered.
Well, and with that in mind, and I like that. I like peeling back the layers, back the onions, because Lord knows those of us who have been living as long as I have, you know, 51 plus years and blessing and growing, you know, there's a lot of to peel back. And I love that. It's peeling back those layers to find your inner self. And I love that.
Exactly. Because a lot of times we're so busy being ourselves, we don't know who we are. We don't look there. We're looking outside. And we actually have formed, you know, habitual patterns of behavior that perpetuate that, that just continue to keep us on that wheel going around and around and around and not looking inward, not discovering self, not even thinking about self to even, because you can't change anything if you're not aware of it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, listen, Renee, you are, you know, you're doing an awful lot of things. You know, when I got a chance to speak to you, you know, you put a couple of books in front of me and some of that we're going to talk about tonight, some of the poetry that you've got written in those books. One of those is Truth in Rhymes, and another of those is called Stepping Stones for Success. Now, besides these books that you have written, you know, you're doing some things in the classroom, which, you know, I thought was phenomenal. What are some of the things that you're doing with some of our youth in the classrooms through your poetry?
Okay, so when I go into a public school system, or it could be a private school system, it doesn't really matter, but when I go into a school, basically I have a program. There's two different programs that I run. Either I go in and do a performance or I go in and do one of these programs. One program is called Step Right Into Your Greatness. And the right is WRITE, because it's a poetry-based writing program that assists the students in stepping into their greatness with those what I call aha moments. So it allows them to begin to look at an early age at where they want to go, at who they are, how they're developing themselves, what habits they've formed already and what habits they'd like to form that will assist them in getting to where they want to go. So I deal with, through this program, Step Right Into Your Greatness, I deal with a lot of issues that are important to our youth, like self-esteem. It's a big issue, self-esteem, peer pressure, career path choices, communication skills, goal setting, and, of course, conflict resolution and interpersonal skills. So through the I have them writing about different topics and come to new awarenesses or new understandings and hopefully give them the power. They already have the power. We all do. But give them the conscious ability to direct their lives without me saying, oh, I want to control your behavior right now. You sit down, you fold
sure.
your hands, you know, you do the do now, you put your pen, you pick it up, you say, stop talking, this, that, and the other. I want them to make those choices based what behavior is going to take them where they want to go. So that's basically what I'm doing in the schools. And the other, the conflict res piece is another, you know, I put it all together, but one is step right into your greatness, and the other one is learn how to manage your conflicts, how to resolve your conflicts and manage your anger. So those are two different programs, but I use whatever it takes, and every moment is a teachable moment.
Absolutely. Blue, so, you know, before we get into some questions, because we got a lot of people that's on the line tonight. Wow, the boards are lighting up. What's on horizon for you? You've been doing the poetry. You've got a couple books out there. What's on the horizon for you?
Okay, well, let's see. One good thing, I'm writing another book. I'm in the process of collaboration. Like Stepping Stones to Success is a collaboration of 18 authors, and I'm doing another book with 18 authors as well. One of the authors is the same, Jack Canfield, the one that did Chicken Soup for the Soul. He's on this next one, as well as Les Brown. But the one that I finished, Stepping Stones to Success, of course, Deepak Chopra is on that one, and Dennis Waitley, as well as Jack Canfield. But, yes, so the next book is Mastering the Art of Success with Les Brown and a few others. And I've got some residencies coming up. I'm doing a workshop for parents in about 2 weeks in Brooklyn. That's at PS 156. It's IS 392, PS 156. I think it's the 26th that evening from like 6 to 8, something like that.
Sure.
And it's not a parent's workshop. It's a workshop for parents. So I'm still doing what I do, but I'm doing it for that population.
Sure.
There's a couple of, I'm working in the Baltimore City Schools for their, they have a summer academies program. And that's 6 weeks, and I'm going to be in Baltimore for 6 weeks until August 6th working with kids, and we're going to have a great culminating event and a parade and all of that. And they're going to be doing poetry, spoken word, rapping. And, of course, everything has to have a positive message.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Those
that's
are some
right.
of the things that are going on that I can think of off the top of my head. I've got a residency coming up in Richmond too. I think in the end of September. So
you're going to be a very busy person. Now, before we go into, I think we're going to go into a little break and going to hear some of your poetry. Can folks get in touch with you? You know, your email address, websites, ways for them to connect with these books that we've talked about. How can they connect with all that?
Okay, well, it's very easy. I have a telephone number that I can give out, and it is area code 212-769-7918. And then I also have a web, an email address that is info@reneemcrae.com. And Renee McCrae is spelled R-E-N-E-E. And then McCrae is M-C-R-A-E. So it's ReneeMcCrae.com. So it's info@ReneeMcCrae.com. So those are the two ways that – and, of course, I have my website is ReneeMcCrae.com.
Outstanding. Well, listen, you know, again, I've mentioned you are a phenomenal poet, and I think some of the ways that we can really get into tonight's message about awaken the power within, you know, is to just to – let people hear a little bit of your poetry, and as we just flow with some of these questions we're going to ask tonight. And so I want to actually do a short one. It's called Creation. Give us an intro on that, and then we'll play it for our folks.
Oh, okay. Well, Creation is basically a poem that is about it's about the law of creation. You know, we have universal laws, and creation is one of them, and we are co-creators in the universe, most often unconsciously. So this particular piece tells you how we create. It doesn't tell you how to consciously create, but it tells you how we create. So once you know that, you can become conscious about it.
Sure. Well, listen, folks, we're going to play Creation. And right after we come out of that, we're going to go into our questions. We have questions for Renee. And also I want to remind our listeners, if you want to ask a question, hit the one key. And we'll see an indication that you have a question. I think there's a question already been holding on for a moment here from a person with the area code 973. So when we come back, we're going to go right into some of our question and answer with our guest tonight, Ms. Renee McCray.
By the thoughts we think and the words we say, we're creating our world every day. What are the thoughts that we don't see that hold us in this misery? Once we know we're writing the script, then maybe we'll change the language a bit. You see, words like try and words like fate, they keep us living in the same old state. Words like could and words like should, they keep us living in the same old hood. Then we want to search the clouds and yell and scream and cry out loud. And responsibility we deny. But we're the ones speaking the lie.
Outstanding. Creation, creation. We're going to, Renee, we're going to, before we get into our questions, we've got a few folks who are online and want to, you know, speak a little bit to you, give some shout-outs. So let's just bring those on. I'm going to bring on the first one from 973-851. And any others who have questions or want to give a shout-out, just please hit your one so we can know that you're online. Caller, you're on.
Rada.
Yes.
Hurt me, hurt me.
Ha! Harder, harder. Jonathan.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank God. Thanks for the email. You see, I'm here to listen to your words of encouragement and power. You know, we travel the same path, so I'm always here to support you.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. That is so cool. What a surprise.
To the listeners out there, that's a little inside joke from one of our getaways, right?
That's right. We should explain it because it sure sounds dirty.
Yes.
It's a clean show. Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I can't believe you did that. Jonathan is crazy. But we had a whole group, and he was saying that, and everybody took it and just started chanting, and he was in the middle going, hurt me, hurt, and everybody's going, hard, hard. So anytime I hear that, I always think of Jonathan.
Hey.
Thank you so much for the shout-out,
Jonathan. We're going to go to caller at area code 816. Caller with area code 816.
Renee?
Yes.
This is your guy, sister.
Oh, Stephanie, oh my God.
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and you know I'm going to tune in.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Renee, your poetry is so inspirational, girl. I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
So much. I love you so much, and I can't wait to hear, just listen to what you're talking about.
Okay, and I can't wait to see you. I haven't seen you in years.
I should be up there in July.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to let you know I'm tuned in.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Outstanding. We'll take one more question or shout out, and then we'll go right into more of the questions. Caller at 18 area code 865.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Hi, Ms. McRae. This is Tashara.
Hi.
You know, I've been a fan for years. I met Ms. McRae, back when I was in high school, and I'll be 29 this year. And I just want to say it's people like Ms. McRae that makes, you know, that whole poetry and just meeting people who mentor just all that much better. Because I contacted her after I found her on Facebook, and she has been so sincere, as though I've known her for years on a personal level, and I want to thank you for being such a genuine person.
Thank you so much. I just want to thank you for everything you're doing and everything you've been through, and I just can't wait to see what you have in store next, because I heard you starting a magazine.
Well, you know, God willingly, that's the plan.
That's right.
Thank
well,
you so
know.
Much,
thank you.
All right.
Well, listen, let's go, March caller, and let's, Renee, if we don't mind, let's go and talk about tonight. So tonight we're talking about awaken the power within, and quite frankly, we're going to do it through the power of the words that you have inside. Now, Renee, you have one of the books you were talking about in your recent release book is called Stepping Stones for Success, and you speak
right.
that we often don't realize that we are making choices that imprison our situations, then wonder why we can't get out of this situation. So what do you mean by that? Give us your thoughts there.
Oh, okay. Well, this is something we do all the time. See, as soon as we state it, we define it, okay? As soon as you define it, you limit it, okay? So whatever you're talking about, if you're putting boundaries on it, whether they're real or not, whether they're true or not, they're going to be true for you because you're stating it. And as you state it, you create it, you live it, and you say it's true. And, of course, it is your truth. But it's not necessarily everybody else's truth. So I guess what I mean by that is, well, I can't be more clear than that to me, but maybe I'll give you an example. If you say that, you know, all men are dogs, for instance, that's a big one. I'm not saying all men are dogs, but women say that sometimes. And then they run
yes,
into dogs.
Yes, they do.
And then, of course, what happens is, the universe has a way of responding. It's like what you think about is what you bring about. And it's just like in that poem, by the thoughts we think and the words we say, we're creating our world every day. So what are the thoughts that we don't see that hold us in this misery? Well, these are the thoughts, the unconscious thoughts and beliefs that control the manifestation that's going to happen. Because just like this is like God said, let there be light. God said, and the reason I'm bringing up God said is because we are always saying, oh, we're made in the image of God. It said in the Bible, we are made in the image of God. Well, what do we know about God? We know that the only thing I know is that God is a creator, because I didn't create myself and I didn't create any of this stuff that I can see. So if God is a creator, and then God said, God created through words, let there be light, let there be a firmament, then we too, made in God's image, are creators. And we create how? Through words. That's why it's so important with, like, you deal with these kids and they're dealing with these, you know, I said, what do you memorize? You know, it's one thing to memorize your phone number. It's another thing to memorize something about, you know, nines and Glocks and knives and guns and cops and funerals and this and that. And I ask the kids all the time, raise your hand if you know someone on drugs. Everybody's hand goes up. Raise your hand if you know someone in jail. Everybody's hand goes up. These are 9 and 10-year-olds. Raise your hand if you know someone who's, if you've ever been to a funeral. Raise your hand if you know, by the time, raise your hand if you know someone who's been shot. Everybody's hand goes up. It's like at some point we are going to have to wake up and realize that what we speak about is what we bring about, that it is coming into fruition and into manifestation, and you will continue to live the fruits of your own words. So, you know, we're saying this stuff perpetually, and you listen to this rap music and calling people out of their names and all this stuff. And I love rap music too, but I love the beat. I don't memorize words that do not serve me. And I do not, when my kids were growing up, I would make, that's how I started doing poetry, making up words to, you know, I was like, well, I'm a fresh new voice and I'm on the scene. Yes, that's right, from Hollis, Queens. So I was saying things that, you know, instead of the kids going, you know, I'm standing on a bus stop sucking on a lollipop, and it's nothing against LL, right? You know, I'm with it, sounds good. But why are you standing on a bus stop sucking on a lollipop? I'm like, you know, where are you going? What is this? Where is this going to take you? And I want my kids to realize that concept. And so I started making up poems that had, you know, I could put a rhythm to it, but it actually would take you where you would want to go. you
sure.
know, as
and,
opposed
and one
to
of the things
unconsciously
you,
winding up somewhere.
And Renee, and one of the things that you mentioned in this book, Stepping Stones for Success, you mentioned something, and I just love it. It says, we are calling it, claiming it, stating it, creating it, and then living it. That seems to sort of like wrap it all up in a nutshell, right?
Right, exactly. It's just like, you know, making up the story and then living it. And so you have people saying, oh, back to your original question, you know, all men are dogs or whatever. And then, of course, what happens? They run into nothing but quote-unquote dogs. It's like that's what you think, so that's what it's going to be. If you think something different, let me give you an example. I used to think about my bills all the time. I mean, writing them out on every commercial, I grab an envelope and start writing out my bills. I was on the train going to work. I pull out a piece of paper if I had a seat, and I'm writing out my bills. I mean, I'm writing out the electric bill, the gas bill, the car note, the rent, whatever. And what did I have? Bills, bills, and more bills. And one time I got involved with an organization that was cleaning up your credit because I had made a total mess of everything. And so they told me that I had to do this income statement kind of thing. So I started writing all of the income that I had. So, of course, I started focusing more on, I was working with an organization called Teachers and Writers. I put that down. I was working with the New York City Board of Ed. I put that down. I was working with an organization called Hospital Audiences. I put that down. I was working with a company doing, you know, some network marketing thing. I put that down. I mean, and I was writing down the dates that I was going to get the checks, and I started becoming really the same way I was about the bills, I was now being about the income. I was, you know, forecasting it months in advance and everything. But before I knew it, I had money in the bank. Money was coming in. I got what you focus on expands. That's just the way the universe works. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It doesn't mean you believe it or you don't believe it. I really don't care. That's what happens. So our job is to then act in accordance with what we want to accomplish, what we want to manifest in accordance with that law, that what
wow.
you focus on expands.
You know, that's really profound, and that really aligns itself with a term that, you know, that you use. And, again, I'm taking this right from some of the materials that I've read on you, where it's, you've got a life alignment workshop. You know, this life alignment workshop, you know, what are they? You know, and really, and how do they help to awaken the power within?
Well, the Life Alignment Workshop is basically it's a workshop that allows you the opportunity to align your life with who you really came here to be. Because we came here to be somebody or something or express something. We came here. We are here. It's almost like when we were born, the agreement was that we would forget. So now here we have to go and, you know, it's almost like putting a puzzle together. We have to find the pieces. So as we start putting it together and, like I said before, uncovering who we are, who we've become, uncovering what is not the truth, the thing that's left is only truth. And it is that thing that when you realize who you are, and who you came here to be, then you can now align your life with that. Because most often we're out of line. We are out of alignment. We are wanting to be one thing and living another thing. Coming home, being angry, yelling at the kids, yelling at the man, the husband, the wife, this, that. But not so much because of what they have done, but so much as what we haven't done. That's
right.
What's eating at us.
Well, and again, so it sounds like it's you have the power within, and what we're talking about tonight, folks, is how to awaken the power within. I want to remind our folks around this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just to wrap it up, I'm sorry, because I kind of left it out there, but the Life Alignment Workshops are basically, they give you that opportunity through the workshops. As we have more than one. It's not just one time you come and, oh, boom, my life is healed. It's over. It's not like that. But and everything is always a process. You're still in process. I'm still in process. Everyone is in process. You know, even when you learn this stuff inside out, you're still in process. You still have to walk the walk. You know, you can't just talk the talk. And so the workshops give you the tools and keys that you need to begin that process in earnest and with commitment. And so, you have aha moments all throughout the series. Yes, you will have, you'll be, oh, my God, I can't believe I, oh, my goodness, I forgot all about that. Oh, my goodness, I always thought. You start uncovering, you start looking at thoughts. You start looking at dreams. You start looking at things that you write. You start looking at your habits. You start looking at your beliefs. You begin to see who you really have become. And then you can now direct yourself to who you want to be.
And listen, again, we're talking with Renee McCray, and we're talking tonight's topic is Awaken the Power Within. And Renee, you know, what we're going to do, I want to make sure people understand that the poetry that you're hearing in between this, it's on a CD that you have, and also want to make sure to follow out and pick it up. It's out, and you can get it by going to her website or calling her directly. But the song that we're, or the poem, rather, that we're going to play now is called I Have the Power. And so while we're listening to this piece, I want to remind you, so Renee, the boards are lit up.
Okay.
That if you got a question or you want a shout out for Miss Renee, just hit the one key, and we'll get an indication that that you want to ask a question. And for those of you out there in the chat room, we got a lot of guests out there in our chat room. You can call 347-215-6089. Renee, we're going to play now. I Have the Power.
To be my own best friend to me, to determine my own destiny. No longer must I or will I depend upon a mate or any outside friend to give me power, to give me strength, to mold my life or shape my world. Since I began to discover myself and seek the essence which lies within, I found some peace, some dignity. I no longer accept reality. I'm no longer swayed by others' advices. I'm no longer paying the guilt. Ridden prices. In raising my children or quitting my job, I now realize it's my hand on the knob. In getting divorced or changing careers, I'm moving my life beyond my own fears. I'm opening doors by instinct alone and asking others I cannot condone. Although I know not what's on the other side, my decisions are mine and I make them with pride. I rely on myself and my God-given strength. My faith will sustain me until I am quenched. I've practiced and preached, and I've strived for and reached, and I've seen for myself what no others can teach. We're endowed with the gift of thought and free will to heal our own lives or choose to be ill. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm beginning to flower. I now realize I have the power.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. My uncle has a great radio show. Wouldn't you agree?
That's my little five-year-old, Elizabeth. Thank you very much, darling, for always giving Uncle some support.
Sounds so cute.
Yeah, listen, I got a chance to, she did her dance recital today at age five, a ballet piece. Oh, my God, it's awesome. Listen, Renee, we have a question in our chat room, and it's basically coming from another one of one of my big sisters. Her name is Elizabeth, and she's come listening to us out of Chicago, Illinois. And she says, "Do you offer your workshops for youth outside of the New York area?"
Yes, I do. Call me.
And
Chicago, I love Chicago. I lived in Chicago for 5 years. Love it. So, yes, I'd be willing to come to Chicago.
So let's figure out how to make it happen. Her phone number and email address and website information is all in the chat room. And we'll remind you to give it to you again before the end of the show. So, listen, you know, just moving on with the time you got left. And I reminded listeners that if you want to ask a question, give a shout out, we'll interrupt the show just to do just that, because this is a very interactive show. And I'm happy with the energy that's being presented tonight. So, you know, Renee, you know, your poems are extremely powerful, you know, and, you know, I would imagine it comes from also having some strong beliefs. You know, what effect, if any, do your beliefs have on your life or the life that you're creating?
Well, you know, beliefs, that's like one of the most important things that you really need to understand in your life if you are going to create the outcome that you want. Give you an example, like, okay, look at your street. If you don't see a train running down the street, it's probably because there's no tracks there. You're never going to see a train running down the middle of your street. Trains only run on tracks, okay? So your life only runs on belief systems that you have. Your belief systems are your tracks. So it's real important that you understand your belief systems. Belief systems are like a combination of beliefs. Like, okay, I parked my car in a parking garage at Queens Plaza in New York. I was on my way to work. I came back. I don't know if I was on my way to work or coming back, but in any event, I got in the elevator, and the elevator got stuck in between the floors. I'm going one floor, and it's got to get stuck, right, with me in it. But okay, and I'm by myself. Okay, so I had to stay in there and wait for them to get this thing figured out and get me out of there, which, okay, that's fine. But my point is this. I could have developed any number of belief systems from that. Any number of beliefs. Like, for instance, I could have said, well, you know, I'm never parking my car in this garage again. That's one. I could say, you know what, I'm never getting in an elevator again. That's two. I might never get in an elevator by myself again. I'm never getting in an elevator in this garage again. It can go on and on. You know, a dog barks at you, and it's like, this dog is bad. All dogs are bad. You're 19 years old, and you came and walked past a sleeping dog in the park that's not even thinking about you, because your belief systems are such that that every furry animal is bad. So we can just go on and on and on with the belief systems that we, and then they begin to govern our lives, because we won't operate outside of it, you know. So the dog may not even be paying you any attention. The elevator may never break down again, but you won't get on it, and so you would not be able to go to the 29th floor in a building and go to work at the job of your dreams. You could never get on the plane and go and be at that interview that they need you at in 4 hours, because you're afraid of planes. You don't even know why. You know, sometimes the fear, it comes from, you know, just growing up with someone else who's afraid of something, and then you just take that on. Or sometimes you actually have an experience that you develop a belief about it, and then you start adding on to it. So that's the same thing with, you know, this man is bad, all men are bad. You know,
yeah.
And I'm going to get a bad man, and that's all that's what's out there. And it's like, you won't even see a good man if he came up and just sat right in your face. You know, you wouldn't even, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay.
No, you're making perfect sense. What it sounds like is that you are, what you're suggesting, again, the power within, it starts with, you know, what's in your mind, which is a part of your beliefs. And if you believe certain things, and like you said, that elevator situation, my God, I have so many phobias about that. But if you believe, what you believe is what you manifest, is what you're really saying.
That's right. And then it governs your habits. You form habits from your beliefs. And then your habits govern it governs how you think, what you're thinking, and you think the same thing over and over, and then you never have an original thought. You just have all these replayed thoughts over and over and over. And the thing is, like, your beliefs are so important, and yet we don't even examine them. And if you want to know why something is going on in your life that you don't like, check your beliefs. But you're like, well, how do I know what my belief is? Well, look, all you got to do is ask a couple of questions. If, for instance, if you say, for instance, you have I don't have any money. Okay, I don't have any money. Why don't you have any money? Well, if I ask you, why don't you have any money? Why do you think you don't have any money? Why do you think you're always broke? Why do you think what do you believe is a problem? Well, and you tell me, I never had any role models in my life that had money. That's why. Okay, that could be one thing, all right? Now you say, somebody else, you say, no one ever taught me about money. Well, I went to school for, 18 years, and not one time did they teach me about finances. So I'm just totally financially ignorant. Okay, that could be. But whatever you choose as your reason, that becomes your reason. That is the belief. You believe that to be true. There are people out here that did not have rich parents that became rich. There are people out here that did not learn about money in school, and they still became financially independent and are wealthy right now. It was not their truth. They did not believe that that would stop them. It may be true, but it doesn't have to stop you. It may be true that you didn't have this or you didn't have that, but what you believe that it's a reason, well, then it becomes the reason. So
that's right.
That's the thing. Your beliefs only govern you. It doesn't. Somebody else could have the same identical life, and they make a whole different thing of it. They don't look at it the same way. They don't believe the same things you've believed, and they've created a different outcome than what you're experiencing. If you want a different outcome, you have to change something. And most often, it's me. You got to change me. You have to change you. I have to change me. If I want something different, I have to do something different. I have to do something different. I can't tell someone else, you need to do something. You need to, we always want to point the finger outside when really, the other three fingers are pointing inside.
That's right. That's right. Listen, we got 18 minutes left, and I want to make sure we get a couple other call questions in and then hit a couple more points here. But the crux of it, really, again, as you said, around what you believe in and the manifestation of it. I got a call at 862 area code 348. I don't believe you've been on. I'll call it at area code 862-438 is the first part of the number. Your caller, you're on. You have a shout out from Miss Renee.
Yes. Hello, hello. This is Rashad. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Rashad.
How you doing?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm standing here with a collector's item in my hand.
Really?
Okay. I have an original copy of Truth and Rhyme that you self-bound, printed at home. Autograph copy, and as you keep blowing up, I'm going to be rich off of this one item here.
And if you believe that to be true, well, brother, from your lips to God's ears, there it is.
Well, I think probably Oprah's probably listening. She's probably just not telling anybody. But,
not yet.
But
that's pretty good.
So, interestingly enough, I've been on the line a while, and I was going to suggest that you do I Have the Power, and you already did it, and that's what's happening. We all got to understand that's the way it works. We have the power. All we have to do is keep on acting towards what we want, and so you went from this self-produced copy to your other copy of Truth and Rhyme that's available in the bookstores, and then Stepping Stones to Success, which I also have here. And so, it's just progress, and your CD. So, I mean, folks
Thank
can
you.
Plug into all of that, get
Thank
motivated,
so
get motivated.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Keep on doing what you're doing, brother. Great show.
Hey, thank you very much. Wow. Listen, I'm going to have to get you guys on more often. This is blowing up. Renee,
yeah.
We're going to have to keep this going because we're running out of time here. But
okay.
Listen, I think what we'll do right now is a thank you call. And what we're going to do, we're going to shift and we're going to play Truth Be Told. So what's that about?
Truth Be Told is a piece. I had two poems. One is called Your Word Is My Command, and the other one is Truth Be Told. And I was sitting in the I was sitting at home, and I was, I was dissatisfied with my life, and I was, talking to God, And I'm like, you know, yelling and screaming, like, what is up? What is going on? I'm trying to do everything. It's like, oh, yo, you didn't do what I told you to do. You know what I mean? So I got this poem called Your Word Is My Command, and then I stopped everything for like 2 days, and then the next day this particular piece came, and this is the poem that basically came through me as my purpose. This poem is about my purpose, but it started with my purpose. My purpose is to bring this poetry. My purpose is to continue being the best that I can be and utilizing the gifts that have been God-given to me. And this piece, you know, you listen to it. It also gives some information about how to have what you want.
Yeah, well, you know what we're going to do? We're gonna go back. And we're going to play Your World Is My Command first.
Oh, Your Word Is My Command. You want me to just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have one first.
Okay.
And then we're going to go right into Truth Be Told. No, we're going to let your music play for you right now. Your World.
What are you afraid of? Why do you live a lie? Don't you know the world is yours? It's time for you to fly. Ask of me, I'm crying out. Your word is my command. Don't you know I'm here for you? Why can't you understand? Your questions I respond to. Your needs I do provide. How else can I assure you that I'm right here by your side? I've held you in my loving arms. I've carried you over the hump. I'm the safety net beneath you, and you're still afraid to jump. What's happened to your faith? Could it be easier said than done? My child, there's nothing that's impossible, for you and I are one. I have a message that needs to be heard, from the projects to the White House, be ye roughneck or nerd. This is a message that will free your soul. Enough of the lies. Let the truth be told. It matters not who you are. It matters not where you were born. It matters not your clothing, whether it's tattered or torn. This message is generic, and with time it does not change. It stays the same for young and old. It's a message from a sage. Think about the life you're living and what you want it to be. Write it down, believe in it, and just you wait and see. The day will come when you'll be shocked. For as you look around, everywhere you turn, you'll see the thing that you wrote down. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to think it's true. Just try it out, and you will find that you're in charge of you.
You are listening to the Extra Effort Forum. Join us each week on Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/extra-effort-forum. Oh, powerful piece of spoken word. And we've got just a little bit of time left. I want to do, if you don't mind, let's do a couple things. It's one, I want you to define your definition of success.
That's
and why is it important to understand it?
Okay, that's easy. To me, success is the achievement of a desired outcome. That's all. That's all it is. The achievement of a desired outcome.
And why is it important?
Well,
why is it important?
Okay. See, success, a lot of people think they have to go to success. They have to get there. And when you understand that you are already successful, you are already someplace. You have already come to, if you wanted a glass of water, you drink a glass of water, success. You want to wake up in the morning, you wake up in the morning, success. You want to, you know, whatever it is that you want to achieve, whatever outcome you want to see manifest, when that happens, that is success.
Wow. Okay.
It's not a place to go, and it's not a place to go, and it's not you know, a lot of times, I don't know, we have this unrealistic thing about being successful, and it's not about looking at something and saying, oh, that person's a doctor, they're successful. Well, not if that person wanted to really shoot pictures in Central Park at 8 o'clock in the morning every day, and that's what they wanted to do, and that's what they want. That would make that, if they were just living in the sunshine fishing every day, but no, they're over here doing this. That's not success. Success would have been that over there. And a lot of times we get it kind of mixed up and think that, I see a lot of kids that want to be this because their father was that, or their grandfather was that, or this, or because someone told them that they need to do this because they'll make a lot of money. Well, guess what? Somebody's going to make a lot of money doing what you love. It might as well be you. So that's where, you know, success, you know, when we talk about successful manifestation of, you know, the desired outcome comes into play when we apply that to career. You know, when we apply that to family relationships, when we apply that to a certain amount of money you want to make, or when we apply it to what kind of car you want to drive. And, you know, if I can say one thing, it would be don't accept less. If you know what you want, that's half of it. The other half is not accepting less. Because when you know it, knowing without a doubt, okay, then you have faith. Because, you know, faith is no doubt. So if you know without a doubt, then you have faith, and all you got to do is stand right there. All you got to do is stand. It's coming. You have to take one step. That's it. Everything else is coming to you. Your visualization, you're writing it down, you're taking a step toward it, and then it's going to show up. Now your job is to receive it. That's where we fall apart sometimes. Oh, we can't receive. Oh, guess what? I'm going to have tenure in 2 more years. Oh, I'm going to do that. Oh, my kids are going to be out of school. And by the time I have to do, can't do that because we're going to have a holiday and vacation. We've been planning this. We have so many excuses. But when it comes, it's not going to come when it's easy. You would have had it already.
That's right.
It's going to give you the opportunity to stand up, to step up, to be better than you've been before. It's going to give you the opportunity to walk by faith and not by sight.
Well, listen, the few minutes we have left, I want to go to just a couple more things real quick. You believe that we can create our own world, right?
Yes.
So what do you mean by that?
Because we're already doing it. We're already doing it. Did I say we use only 10% of our brains? I think we're using all of it. We just don't know that we are. We're just unconsciously using it. How many times, I can ask everybody on this call right now, how many times have you thought about someone you haven't seen in a long time? You're like, I wonder whatever happened to my girlfriend Joanne. Whatever happened to Joanne? My gosh, what happens? A week later, my mother calls. Somebody named Joanne called you. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I was just thinking about her. You know, my grandmother used to say, you're going to live a long time. We were just thinking about you. How many times have you thought about someone, get ready to call them on the phone, and the phone rings, and they are calling you? And you're like, wow, I was just thinking about you. It's like, don't think about me because I will show up. You know, I don't have any reason for calling you right now, but you thought about me, so here I am. It's like, how many times have you thought about a song you want to hear and turn the radio on and the song is playing? You're like, oh, my God, is this playing on everybody's radio or is it just playing on mine because I wanted to hear this song? You know what I mean? What's his name used to say? The things that make you go, Arsenio Hall. He's like, It's like when you think about it, yes, you bring about it. So be careful what you think and what you say and begin to uncover your own beliefs, so that you can now change them and create new habits that serve you, new habits, new patterns of thinking, new patterns of behavior that actually serve you in accomplishing the desired outcome, therefore success.
So how, and along with that, I guess, is how important is visualization?
Well, visualization, if you cannot conceive it, if you cannot visualize it, you cannot achieve it. It's not within your possibility. It's always in your possibilities, but it won't be in your probabilities. So visualization is, you know, I think Shakti Gawande, years ago I read this book called Creative Visualization. And it's funny, when you really start focusing on visualization, you will become better at it. When you focus on dreaming, you will become more conscious. People say, oh, I don't dream. Yes, you do. You would not be sane. You would not be sane if you were not dreaming. Okay, they've already proved, they proved that in 1953. Okay, so you have to, if you, what you focus on, you, if you think of, if you dream of, if you write, read about dreaming, if you program yourself at night and say, I'm going to remember my dream in the morning and I'm going to write it down, you, if you say that to yourself three times, you will remember your dream. But get this, how about I'm going to have a dream tonight that's going to give me the answer to the problem that I'm contemplating for the last 3 years. And I'm going to remember that in the morning. And I'm going to follow what it says to do. See, there's a whole lot of steps. We can, we'll get the dream and don't remember it. Then we'll get the dream, we do remember, and they say, oh, it was just a dream. Oh, we can, you know. So, but you have to, it's a whole lot of steps. You have to program yourself, you have to say it three times. That's how it gets through to your subconscious. But, and it's just like you say to yourself, I've got to wake up at 6 o'clock, wake up at 6 o'clock. You set the clock for 6 o'clock, and then you wake up at 5:59 or 6 o'clock before the clock even goes off. Here you are, popped up awake, because you've programmed yourself. So it's the same thing.
Well, wow, you're right. So you got to visualize it. So here's the things we've talked about. You have to visualize it. You have to know that you can create the world that you want. You got to know that you have the power within. You also know, you have to also know what your beliefs are. You have to know what you're thinking about, right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's a lot. That's some pretty heavy stuff. But it's,
yeah, and then you've got to get past all the stuff that you were taught as a child. You've got to get past all your programming. You know, your program, oh, you're never going to be anything. You never, you know, your mother wasn't nothing. You're not going to be nothing. Or somebody, oh, your sister's nothing. You, how come you're not like your brother? You're never going to be anything. You know, you got to get past that. You got to get past the self-esteem stuff. You got to get past the fear. You got to get past the word shy. Oh, I'm shy. Like, that's a valid excuse for not doing anything. Shy does not get you anywhere. It doesn't get you on the football team. It doesn't get you on the debate team. It doesn't get you on the cheerleading squad. It doesn't get you in the school you want to go to. It doesn't get you on the job. It doesn't get, you won't go to the interview. Shy does not serve you. And I see too many people just validating their non-activity as I'm shy. They won't get up and do their poem. They won't write the poem. They won't read the poem. They're shy. They're shy. Like, that's okay. It's not okay. So we got to get into some of the, you know, some of the stuff that's going on inside these habits, these ways, because the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. We can talk again another time. I know we're out of time.
Yeah, I know we are. I'm just looking at how we're going to be able to you know, continue this, because we got a lot to cover, and we even had a chance to, and it's amazing. The technical demons are having their trouble. We are, even though we're going real well, we hear everything we're talking about here, there's some technical things that are going on that isn't allowing us to queue up the last poem. So I'd like for you to, if you don't mind, meet us out with an impromptu poem.
Okay, which one is it that you wanted to hear?
How about Air or I Won't Quit? Actually, give us both of them.
Okay, Air. Give me Air. I'll start with Air.
Okay.
Okay, Air, because Air is, like, so profound. Thank you, God, for blessing me with life's most precious necessity. For as you've given air to breathe, I know you'll satisfy my needs. You cannot phone, nor can you write, but the message you send is clear tonight. What need I of doubt or fear of how to live without a care? For as you've given air to breathe, what more could I, a human, need? You've given me strength and tools to build a life that's love and beauty filled. What more could I possibly need to prove to me I am your seed? There is no way I cannot know, no way to say it does not show. For God, I feel you in my lungs. I know from your loin I have sprung. And in my daily mundane chores, I know I am a child of yours. And as I open each new door, I know I am provided for. For God, my Father, you've given me life's most basic necessity. And that was Air.
Outstanding. And that was
and
Air.
I think we're about out of time, so I won't do the other one.
I'll do one.
I mean, unless you just want to give the information. That these poems come from a CD called Truth Be Told. And the books, the CD, all is available on my website, which is www.reneemcrae.com. And it's reneemcrae.com. And, of course, I'm on Facebook. I don't do Twitter too much, even though I'm on there. But I'm not really on there. But and then, of course, you can always email at me at info@reneemcrae.com, or you can call me, 212-769-7918.
Outstanding. And with that, we are out of time. So, Renee, thank you very much for being on today's show, and I look forward to bringing you back soon.
Thank you, Ann.
This broadcast was produced and hosted by Dr. Andrew T. Carr of the Extra Effort Forum on Blog Talk Radio. For more information or to book Dr. Carr for an engagement, visit andrewtcarr.com or email booking@andrewtcarr.com. Thank you for listening. Please join us again.